Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry for the delay. It's 5:08. Pituit Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners. Our meeting, 9 February 2016, Freedom Hall. Our call to order. I'm Tom Hadley.
Rick Pisano.
Is anybody recording? Ms. Cates. Anybody else? Okay. Public comment. Ms. Cates.
Amy Cates, 4782 Falmouth Road. At the October meeting, I didn't tape the meeting, and I missed the November meeting, so I was just listening to a couple of podcasts, and I noticed that when the chief gives a report about personnel, he does not include the names of the personnel. So my request would be that under the topic of personnel, when the chief is telling us about the different activities and the different opportunities and challenges that are going on with Kituit Fire District personnel, that he would include the names of the personnel involved. Thank you.
Anyone else? Public comment? Public comment is closed.
I'd like to just respond that that would be fine as long as we are not in any areas where potentially is a HIPAA violation.
Yes, I understand that the members of the public would not be privy to a firefighter's medical records, so that's when HIPAA would come into play. But anything else, you know, someone who's an employee of a municipality or a county, there wouldn't be any expectation of privacy about issues relating to personnel. Thank you.
Move on to the chief's report, please.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, commissioners and the public that's here. Thank you to the union president. Thank you for being here, and union members. Appreciate that, and firefighters. Okay, so monthly activities. We had 24. This is for the month of January. We had 24 rescue runs in the month of January and 48 fire calls. We were fairly busy. We had 72 runs total. From various, a lot of accidents, it seems like, last month. You have the ComStar report in front of you. If you had a chance to digest that, my apologies, I got it late as well. So that is the ComStar report as of 1/15/2016 prepared by ComStar for December. As you can see, at the end balance is $54,731.80. And that's what we have so far from ComStar. We've had a few write-offs, as you can see throughout the write-off box, just above that ending balance on the bottom. And those write-offs are for people that have hardships that cannot afford the extra payments. Okay. For the budget, as you know, this is an FY 2017 draft budget. As we explained last month, this is a draft. We did have a special meeting last month on the budget. We can't emphasize enough that it's a draft, that it will change as we're going through the line items and looking from what we've used up from last year to the previous years. So as you see in front of you, it's a draft budget for 2017. I've also given 2016 right next to it for comparison. And the highlighted items that you see in that budget, the items that we could remove We don't have any money in that. I just kept it there for the commissioners to see a little history of what we had there. If you would like me to remove those, I can remove those if you'd like. I thought we went fairly well over the budget. There's just a couple of changes in the budget. One was line item. Well, one will be line item. This has not changed. The 5120 educational incentives for full time. That's number 18, line 18 on your budget. That's at $46,000. That may be changing. We might be able to curve that a little. So we're looking at that right now. And that is for your college incentives that we have for our firefighters. The other line item that has changed from $16,200 is line item number 33. It went down to $9,300 for longevity, according to the contract. And I think since we've talked on that last special meeting, I believe that was, I'm sorry. If you look at number 10, just backtracking, my apologies, line item number 10, firefighter EMT, it went to $58,150, and that was at $63,965. We switched that over to go along with what that person will be getting as they finish up their year. Okay, and I believe that is the changes of the budget that we've talked, and I think I would like to entertain maybe if the commissioners would like to have another budget meeting before we go forward to March's implementation of the final budget to the Prudential Committee. So we really need to focus on that. That is the bylaws, I believe, state that we have to have something finalized in March or close to.
That will be at their meeting for March, would be the fourth Monday.
Perfect.
So we can note that's when that's the drop dead time.
Beautiful.
So we can meet any time between that. Depends on how we can all get together and like we did before. Do you have any problem with that?
I'm not going to be available until the first week in March. And we have our regular meeting the second Tuesday of March, so that if we can get a meeting in the first week of March,
sure.
Maybe by our regularly scheduled meeting the second week, we'll have a document that we can finalize to go to the Prudential Committee.
Fine with me. Any problem with you on that, Chief?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. That'd be fine. Thank you.
All right. We can move on.
Okay. Let's see. The replacement of Engine 265 is on schedule. It looks like it's on schedule for August. We're hoping that we see that Pierce Sabre in August. So we've had no said delays as of right now. Personnel is the same as said in the last meeting. Training that we have, we've done a lot of ICE training. We've implemented a new policy for our new ICE board, and that's in place. And the firefighters are working with that as the ICE becomes available. We did have some ice, and then we lost it, and now it looks like it's going to get cold again, so we'll continue that training for ice training. And like I said, any kind of training or obviously anything that we do in the fire department, you folks or you commissioners are more than welcome to participate if you like or come in and watch. It would be kind of nice to see you folks there. And I can certainly give you a heads up when we do the training. It's usually mostly during the daytimes. And that's weekends as well. Okay. So the new draft budget, then what I'll do is I'll schedule a special meeting for the end of the week of March, the end of the week of the first week of March. That'd be fine. Okay, so I'll put that down on the calendar. I'll email you folks back and forth if that's okay. Mm-hmm. Give us for a date.
Okay.
And the last thing I have on the agenda is the is a thank you letter to Mrs. Fiore for allowing us to use the dock. And we're working with Boston's right now to figure out a number of how much it would cost us at Boston's to keep our dock. We're thinking roughly it was about $5,000. So we want to send a donation letter to her for donating that dock space from last year to us. And it looks like we may be getting it this year if we keep things rolling right in the right direction. So we appreciate Mrs. Fiore and the use of the dock, and we can't extend our thanks enough for that. And that's it.
Chief, on that letter, would you please include our names under yours?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
Do you have any further?
No,
nothing
sir.
Further? All right, Chief. Thank you. Rick, do you have anything?
No, I think I've got an up-to-date version of our working draft where we are now. This looks like
that is the one. The one that has the yellow markings on it is the new one. Those are the changes that we had talked about and placed them forward.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Good. Now then.
If there's nothing further, time is 5:20. I move this meeting be closed.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you for coming.